Krishna. This is the Japa book, the third and final part of chapter 13. Beg for the holy name. In one of the first songs Srila Prabhupada introduced in the West, Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls us to awaken. Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra Bhoy. Lord Gauranga calls, waking up, wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls, you have slept so long in the lap of the witch Maya. You came into this world saying, "Oh my Lord, I will certainly worship you." But having forgotten this promise, you remain in great ignorance. The mode of passion makes us think that we are functioning under our own power. We forget Krishna, become materially exhausted and depend only on Krishna. Otherwise, the mode of passion will put you to sleep. Lord Gauranga is calling, "I've descended just to save you. Other than myself, who else is your friend? I've brought the medicine for destroying the illusions of Maya." Now hear what we have to do to receive this medicine. Now beg for this Maha Mantra and take it. We have to call sincerely from the heart, from the soul, because we are aware that our need for shelter is as urgent as a fish's need for water to breathe. If we can learn to beg for the Maha Mantra, we will have learned to take shelter of the holy name. Begging requires that we approach our benefactor without false ego, with full humility. In this regard, it's important to note the vast difference between humility and low self-esteem. When persons suffer from low self-esteem, they think only of themselves. Humble persons also recognize their shortcomings, but after briefly touching on their faults, they turn instantly to Krishna for shelter and protection. The fruit of the sincere effort to chant is humility, and the fruit of humility is Namasraya. Seeking the name's shelter means to chant with sincere feeling, and from there we begin to taste the name and develop unwavering attachment. Remain dependent. The discussion of Namasraya addresses the question of why our chanting hasn't brought its promised result. The false ego has not allowed us to chant Krishna's name in a mood of a soul urgently requiring shelter. We have been tricked into thinking ourselves doers of even our spiritual practices. Bhakti is not something we can accomplish. As long as we consider ourselves the doer, kartaham iti manyate, we will be bewildered by false ego, ahankara vimudatma. False ego means to see ourselves as the center. We want to go to Krishna Loka, and there we will be insignificant servants. Krishna has billions and billions of servants. Why does he need one more? Is there any consequential service he needs me to offer? Actually, we can do nothing when we're overcome by false ego. Surrender eradicates false ego, and from there we can become truly empowered. Real devotees know they can accomplish nothing. Whatever they do is only by the causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna. Pure souls view even their own advancement as a gift, an opportunity to serve and glorify higher personalities. Krishna tells Arjuna, "Namittamatram bhavasavyasachin." You, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Bhagavad Gita 11:33. We will be happy when we become instruments in Krishna's service, conscious, willing servants. How to see difficulties. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur presents four simple points regarding how a devotee sees the material world and its difficulties. That person is entitled to the attainment of the service of the feet of Godhead, the Redeemer from worldly bondage, who lives by submitting to him by heart, speech, and body, realizing by his own good vision Krishna's mercy in the sufferings entailed, caused by his own misdeeds. There is no other way of being delivered from this world. Whatever Godhead does is for our good. We can be redeemed if we behold his mercy in every event and in every activity. But if we notice any defects in his works or realize any cruelty therein, it is sure to result in evil and difficulty for us. All my difficulty is due to the fact that I happen to be engrossed in activities other than the service of Krishna. If taste for the service of Krishna is really increased day by day, then I shall indeed be blessed. The darling son of Sri Nanda, who is the sole object of worship, by means of his attraction, has kept the attracted, those who are actually devotees, so effectively drawn towards himself that they do not experience any other desire. Such service is the only natural function of the soul. Sometimes, even in the guise of service to Krishna, we engage in activities to promote our own glories. As a result, Krishna's mercy will appear in the form of difficulty. At that point, a sincere devotee has no choice other than to bow to the soul's natural function and surrender to the Lord. In summary, these sixth and seventh keys, humility leading to Namasraya, mean that we have no shelter other than the holy names and no independent ability of our own. We have no material opulence on which to depend, and we sincerely need Krishna's mercy. Nothing else is capable of carrying us into a sense of belonging to Krishna as his surrendered servants. Therefore, we should chant Krishna's names in a fixed and humble mood. I am yours, Krishna, and you have kindly come in the form of your holy names. Back to basics. Namasraya is the foundational goal of our chanting. We should chant Krishna's names and avoid all namaparadas, especially inattention. Seeing the limitations of our own sincerity and abilities, we should humbly seek shelter in Krishna's holy names and bathe our consciousness in their mercy. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam, Kaloa Nasteva 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 Gati Anyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 21. End of chapter 13. Hare Krishna.